Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Those are all the movies.
Everybody. Wrong side of the paper. My name is Doug and I love movies. I knew you'd come through. We're coming to you from the Varsity Theater in Minneapolis, Minnesota on Friday, July 12th, 2 Oceans 13. Let me see your name tags. I knew there'd be a lot of them. I should make a vine of this. This is ridiculous. This puts every other city to shame, I think. I gotta vine this. This is unbelievable. Get some of you guys. Get some of you over there. Got a nice racist sign up front. Oh, that's a good vine, you guys. I didn't even mention any of them, but there are a lot of good ones. Fargo 2, Cool as Bryce. Half what? Jaked. Half jaked instead of half baked. I get it. People are holding their signs up again. Dumb stoner, why didn't he mention my hoverboard the first time I held it up? He doesn't care about the future at all. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Harry Says Shtick, S-H-T-I-C-K, Harry Says Shtick tweeted, "The most believable villain in Red 2 is natural causes." Good job, Harry. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. From the corrections department, I know it was Mel Gibson and not Kurt Russell who co-starred with Goldie Hawn in Bird on a Wire, but I am loath to say the name Mel Gibson. I'll just replace him with some other actor every time his name comes up. I love Josh Duhamel in Braveheart. When he had all that blue stuff on his face. When he blew himself. I've got an interesting prize bag for you guys tonight because, of course, the guests brought some cool things, but I brought something that I think you're really going to cherish or make some money off of. That's right, because the winner tonight is going to get a poster, a limited edition poster that's got all the names of the comedians that performed at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas last March. And it's by an artist who apparently, a limited edition poster by this artist has some value to it that I wasn't aware of. Some guy wrote to me on Twitter. He's like, "Hey, what'd you do with that poster?" And I was like, "I think I threw it out or gave it away or some shit." And the guy's like, "Well, that poster's worth some money. That's too bad that you did that." But he used harsher language. He was like, "You stupid fuck!" No, he was cool about it, but I could tell he was sad. And his name is @PhilSpencer76 on Twitter. And I wrote his name on the tube of the poster. Whoever wins tonight, contact him, because I think you could get a nice chunk of change. I think you could sell it to the guy. I mean, I'm talking like hundreds. So negotiate wisely. And then we got some things from the guys that are coming out here in a second. I'll tell you about that. And, of course, copies of my two most recent albums, the current one, Gateway Doug, and Smug Life. And also a $10 pails next to the poster, but a $10 gift card for iTunes so you can go buy premium episodes of Doug Loves Movies and Benson Interruption or buy whatever you want with it. Buy some fucking Kelly Clarkson. I don't give a shit. What doesn't kill me makes me stronger. Oh, let's get my guests out here. What do you say? Please give a big, big, warm Minnesota welcome to my friends DC Pearson, Chad Daniels, and Brendan Walsh.
Hey guys.
Hello.
What's up?
That's DC Pearson, everybody. First, what's up out of the gate? Did a show with me last night at Acme Comedy Club here in town. We had a great time.
Sweet.
Right?
I don't
want to speak for both of us.
I could tell Doug really enjoyed it. I had some reservations.
Yeah, too much fun.
It's
right?
Like there's such a thing as too many laughs, you know?
Yeah.
And, that was fun.
And it was too big of a parking lot. After the show. They just have a tiny one out back here. We'll make do. And DC brought a copy of his young adult novel, Crap Kingdom, that he forgot to bring one, so he had to go into a bookstore and purchase his own book.
I am selling incredibly well among me.
Hey, it was in the store.
It was there, yeah.
That's great.
There were two of them, so if you don't win, you can go and get it, and you can buy one from the eccentric old lady that works at the downtown Barnes & Noble that insisted that I had been in there every day this week. She was like, "You should get a Barnes & Noble card." I was like, "I don't really need one." She's like, "But you're in here so much." And I was like, "No, I'm not." And she's like, "Yes, you are."
Well, it's a very popular look.
Who said that? Was that Chad Daniels? Chad Daniels,
me.
Everybody.
Hello.
Chad.
Wore my walleye shirt for you guys. It's fucking summertime in Minnesota, bitches.
Weather patterns.
What did you say?
Weather patterns.
I love how you use the exact same voice.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Weather pattern.
Well, this is a whole audience.
You're on stage, but it somehow sounded like you were in the back of the audience.
I know, man. I'm good at it.
Amazing.
Fake voices.
Throw your voice really well.
Yeah, man.
Quit yelling out, person in the back. But that's Brendan Walsh, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Hello.
But I was saying that, Chad Daniels drove here to be with us today.
Sure, I live here in Minnesota.
Because you live in, what's the name of the city you live in?
Fergus Falls, it's called. You shut the fuck up.
Why are you that excited about it?
It's a nice town. I like it.
Says the woman who doesn't live there.
You'll hear from me when I have opinions.
Only Brendan may speak for the audience.
I'm falling off a cliff.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
And then after you trail off, you have to wait a little while and then just go. Have you been in a movie, Chad? I always look up, people who haven't been on the show before, I look up your IMDb usually.
Nope, but thanks.
Because IMDb.
What a great time to find that out.
You should be in films.
No, I have not.
Doug thought you were a movie star up until he IMDb'd you today.
Wait, I was thinking of a
direct-to-video Chad ripoff of Fargo called Fergus. Made by the Coen brothers.
I was thinking of Chad Dawson. He's in a movie, right?
Fergo. They're already working on Fergus 2, Cool as Bryce. Have you been to the movies lately? That's my next question to you, Chad Daniels.
I haven't. We have 2 months of summer, so I fish and golf. It rained, so I went to... One day I went to... Zorro, what's it called? The guy with the...
Not Zorro.
They might have made a little bit more money if they went with that.
What's the guy with the mask?
Oh, thank God, finally, a movie what's the guy sans with the... Zorro.
What's the guy with the mask? Johnny Depp? Yep,
Lone Ranger. Yes, we all know what he's talking about.
Fucking intriguing, obviously. And then I went to Despicable Me 2.
All girls on that reaction.
I want to fuck a minion.
Yeah, girls love minions because they like anything. They'll just go to work and start giggling and just get all up in there. Those minions, when you watch those movies, they'll try anything.
They're like sentient anal beads. I said it.
If that isn't quoted somewhere, DC person says that the minions are like sentient anal beads, then the system is flawed. People are paying attention to the wrong things if that happens. So you took the kids to Despicable Me 2.
Took my daughter and my son to the Lone Ranger.
Oh, okay. So wait.
I fucking keep everything
separate.
Did
you run back and forth between the two theaters?
Nope. I keep everything separate. One waits in the car, then we go to the movie.
Is the car running?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't want to leave a kid with a car they could drive away in.
They're kids, not dogs.
Oh, you could leave it running if it's a dog. That's a good point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I'm an idiot.
You could leave the air on for a doggy. Even maybe show him how to adjust it. He could probably only turn it off, but that's an option.
This is like... I'm trying to think of a combination between Air Bud and Fast Five. Air Five? Nope. Doug looked at me and shook his head like, I already ran the numbers. Doesn't add up. Let it be, kid.
The best you're going to get is Fast Bud, and that's not very good. That sounds like a delivery service. Yeah.
Fast Bud.
I know that DC went to the movies today. I couldn't join you because I was busy masturbating. But what did you see today?
Saw a little independent film called Pacific Rim.
And that was all guys. We've got it really...
I want to fuck those robots.
Uh, Wait, so are any of the robots, would it be giving away anything to say what the gender of the robots? Are there girl
the
robots?
The robots are not gendered because they're piloted by people.
And women and men pilots. Women.
Yeah, they can be. There are female pilots of the robots, which are called Jaegers. At a certain point, this is just going to be me explaining the movie. Like I'm trying to pitch my girlfriend on seeing it, and she's like, no, still no.
Plus, in the middle of the fight, you don't want somebody going, don't punch me in my robot pussy.
But it could be a chick driving a dude robot, though, right?
Yeah.
Worst Prince lyric ever.
That's what I was getting at, is that there's girls inside some of the
girls
robots.
Girls inside them, but they have no gender themselves.
But are they hot girls? What do they got in there? Like a Michelle Rodriguez? Is she?
There is an attractive Asian lady that pilots them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe in the sequels we'll get M-Rod in there.
Who?
Michelle Rodriguez. You're not up on her tabloid nicknames?
No, that sounded like a baseball player to me.
Like a lesser A-Rod?
Yeah.
Like the 14th best A-Rod or whatever? Whatever letter of the alphabet that is?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm playing some double-A ball.
I'm a fan of D-Rod. F-Rod is lame.
Get an F-Rod in there, a minion working. You're gonna come.
That's what they should have operating the big robots in Pacific Rim is minions.
Minions?
Someone Stop should do, someone Billy should do Crystal. A mashup. Someone
Stop
should
giving Billy Crystal Oscars ideas. What? Minions piloting this Jaeger in Pacific Rim? And then he dances. That's a great idea, actually.
Thanks.
They didn't laugh because they're young. Old people are going to shit.
All of us are.
Eventually.
Brendan, have you been to the cinema lately?
Yeah. I went and saw...
Nice talking to you, buddy.
Yeah, I went down there. I went down to the cinema.
You saw what?
I saw... This is the End.
Good movie, right?
Yeah, it's great. Super funny.
Yeah, very funny.
I think that's all I've seen in the theater lately, but I have discovered... Has anybody ever seen Beverly Hills Chihuahua 3? I swear to God, I'm not trying to be funny.
I didn't even know they got to 3.
They had to finish the trilogy, Doug.
Yeah. It's fucking great. I watched part 2.
Wait a minute.
Have you
seen them all?
Well, Netflix streaming, the first one's not available like every other movie.
You're not going to cough up $3.99 for an iTunes rental?
Well, I might. I started getting into part 2 last night because that's available. I wasn't totally paying attention to it, so I can't give it like a real review. But it's still dogs being made to do stuff for an hour and a half. It's pretty great. They're like, because they, you know, they do the fake mouth with CGI. We all know that.
Oh, they don't just give them all peanut butter?
But even though it's a CGI mouth, that's a real dog dressed like a, you know, like a mariachi guy.
And it is still offensive to Latinos.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad they didn't lose that thread.
Well, George Lopez is the main dude in it.
Again, offensive to Latinos. Did I stutter?
He's married to a dog who's a model. She's always on photo shoots. And then, one time...
I did like half a spit take. I didn't want to waste all of that vodka, but I had to get rid of some of it.
I'm telling you, if you have Netflix, fucking part 3. She says one part, so she's like, you know, she's a famous dog model.
Fuck you.
And this
is like 8.5
George,
with dogs.
George Lopez Poppy is his name, the dog.
His name is Poppy?
P-A-P-I.
No, his name is Poppy.
Poppy.
Hi, Poppy.
Hola.
Lick that shit, is there Poppy. Ever any like wordplay with Poppy and Puppy?
I haven't seen the first ones. They probably set all that up.
They probably exhausted it in the first one.
Yeah.
And then moved on to other stories in the second one.
It's
so well, is that in the second one, what happens? Does he find out who his real dad is? Or
I wasn't fully paying attention to the second one last night. I just kind of had it on in the background, but it explained, because there's a gay pug in there, too. And I didn't realize he was returning in the third one when he came out. There's a gay pug, and he comes in like, hello! I have fabric samples! Because they're trying to throw a party for the little dog. Oh, it's so good. And then George Lopez, Poppy, asks his wife, his model wife, he's like, hey, can we go do something tomorrow? And she's like, I can. I have a ribbon-biting ceremony.
Honestly, that's good.
It's fucking great!
That's good.
With all this detail, do you really believe it was on in the background?
No, no, no.
He watched this fucking thing
part three,
with the script.
I watched part three twice, full attention. Part two I had on last night, and I was so part two I can't vouch for totally, but every time I looked at the TV, it was pretty fucking funny. So I'm going to say watch part three tonight when you go home, and then if you want, just roll right into part two. Probably won't be disappointed.
Do you think there'll be a fourth, or does it end in a satisfying...
Well, you know what? I've been thinking about that. I forgot. I was going to look for them on Twitter, because you know... Not only, like, I would love to audition to fucking be in one of those movies.
You did.
I would be a fucking PA on one of those movies. That would be the fucking coolest movie set. There's a bunch of dogs. And then, like, they get dirt on a poodle. You know, they got this poodle standing there. And George Lopez and his kids are all fucking around. And then, like, this dirt, like, just flies onto the poodle and gets all dirty. Can't be dirty, you know, because it's a fancy poodle. But I was just thinking about the making of that. Was like, okay, and action. And there's a dog sitting there. And there's just a guy with a handful of dirt. And just fucking throws it at a dog. And then you got a guy come and vacuum the dog off and then fucking do it again. Like, that'd just be such a great thing to work on. In any capacity.
Does it still have the no animals were harmed thing at the end?
You know what? I never checked. That's something you want to check on. Either way. Now, if they harm an animal, do they have to say, like, one of them got its paw stepped on? But besides that... Cat got its tail rocked on by a rocking chair, but that wasn't even in the movie. But full disclosure, that happens.
No, they have to put it at the very beginning of the movie. It has to just say in big letters, animals were injured making this film.
Enjoy.
Don't forget about the snack bar. Now I'm intrigued. I think you're insane. I can't imagine enjoying those movies.
Entertaining.
But I'll check it out now.
Yeah, there's somebody's gonna. Yeah, they should. Hopefully they listen to this. I would really like to...
Who's they?
The people who made it.
Oh, those people.
The people who made it.
They love your description of, yeah, and then they fucking throw dirt on this dog. What if there's no dirt dog scenes?
There is one.
In the next one that you're going to be a PA
scenes.
On.
They'll still be doing stuff. There'll still be dogs. Like, there's going to be a bunch of dogs hanging out.
Do you really think this is how you get on movies?
That'd be great, wouldn't
Crazier
it?
Crazier things have happened. Like,
I watched a movie, now I want to be in it. So where
that's
do I
what
go?
I'm saying. I don't even want to be. I'll just hang out.
I came very close this very year. I was super close to being in a movie that's like what you're describing, a movie where it's all dogs doing stuff, but with a few human actors. And I was going to get to be in it. And the premise was it was like Home Alone, but dogs are protecting a house instead of one small boy.
Mm-hmm.
And
is it three dogs on each other's shoulders pretending to be a boy?
Yeah, they put a coat on.
They have a newspaper.
No, it's it's just dogs that are just smart and know what to do, and they know some other animals in the neighborhood. The financing fell through on the movie, and it didn't happen. But I was cast as a burglar.
That's great.
That would have to, like, at one point, the dog traps me in the shower and turns the water on, and there's no... It's like the glass goes all the way to the ceiling, so he's basically just, I'm going to drown to death because of this fucking dog. That would have been so much fun.
I think you could talk Brendan into funding it.
Well, that's the other thing, though, is that they would, you know, they were having a little trouble casting it because it was very low budget. But now that I know that I have a friend with an enthusiasm for doing things with trained animals, I'll see if they have room for you if they ever get the budget together.
Oh man, that would be great.
So that's,
thanks, Doug.
So that's your answer to what movies you've seen lately? Is
Beverly Hills
Chihuahua 2 and 3?
Well, Beverly Hills Chihuahua 3, and This Is the End.
They should have called the second one Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2. Right?
Where were you?
3, 4. Boo.
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua,
Chihuahua. Like, put it in the title of the movie. Oh, Chihuahua. Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Oh, Brendan's up.
Well,
oh,
no, I have. I figured out a gift backstage.
Oh, okay,
bag.
Good.
Do you want to know what it is now, or do you do it then?
You could tell me.
It's complicated. It's like one of those showcases on the Price.
Oh, he's
is
on
right.
his feet, everybody.
Well, I'm going to give them to you, right?
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought you were standing up to describe it to everybody.
Well, it's like it's one like of those showcases on the Price is Right, where there's a lot of traveling. There's a Metro card with money still on it for the New York subway system. So
that's a good reason to go on a trip to New York. It's probably
get
a couple
to New
bucks
York,
on here.
Get there. Take the subway to JFK. Get yourself a Starbucks coffee. There's a card for that.
So they should fly to New York and then take the subway to the airport?
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, travel not provided.
Okay, wait.
But they could just go to any Starbucks with this.
They could go anywhere.
Just run right on the corner.
Yeah, here. And it's not the full $8 on there still, but you'll get something out of there.
But is that how they do their cards? They draw $8 on there with a Sharpie?
My dentist sent it to me. I think maybe
oh,
they
I guess
just,
he put that on there
he
just
put
to
it
let
on.
You know.
They probably have a bunch of blank ones that they load up for new
those
clients.
Drinks are so sugary. That's a bad policy for a dentist to have.
Bad policy or genius policy?
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, I got 18 right. cavities filled last week. And this has not been used mystery amount, but it was probably a gift. So I'm going to say at least $25. Good for Barnes & Noble, DC's favorite local hangout. Maybe. Might be 50. Could be 100.
What is... What
somebody
anything?
Gave it to
Could
me for
anything.
Christmas probably 3 years ago, so maybe
you guys,
it's expired.
Can you please check before you find a book? Because you know there's zero on that goddamn card.
No, the thing's not even scratched off on the back. And then get to San Francisco. Take the subway to San Francisco in New York. And then you get a free ferry ride, compliments of old BW, either to or from Sausalito to San Francisco. I don't know which direction it's good for. I forget. But it's a lot of stuff. It's probably good for either way. The machine was broken on the way back, so there you go. My good fortune is now one of your dreams come true.
So you put money on this?
You buy that, they, yeah, it's bought. That's an unused ticket.
Okay, the machine that describes how to pay on the back. So
no.
That kind of, to me, implies that you still have to do that.
No. No, that's a legitimate ticket.
Okay. Well, that's a good prize bag just went to best prize bag. Thanks to you. And what did you put in here, Chad Daniels?
I put in a little lanyard.
Why
I wish,
is that
I
funny?
I wish I could have gone before Brendan.
I put in a lanyard?
I put in a lanyard on the back. You can. There's a code to download my latest CD and special. So that's... Fuck you. Don't act interested.
Here's the catch. It costs $1,000 to get the code to get that off your computer.
No, it's good. You can put it on any device while you're taking your stupid ferry ride from San Francisco to Shyamalan Ding Dong or wherever you're going.
You can, might as well get a virus on your fucking computer.
You can get on any subway with this. And what's the album called if people just want to go get it?
You're the Best.
I asked you a question, Chad. I didn't say open up about your feelings about me. What is the name of your album? Now's the part of the show where I say...
Let the games begin.
Woo! Can we get the house lights up here a little bit? Because, gentlemen,
oh, shit,
it's time to pick a name tag.
Oh, boy.
Go get the person's name tag that you want to play for.
So we can go down.
And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back. Who are you guys playing for? Who are you playing for, Brendan?
Adam. He's got a hoverboard. It weighs a ton, though.
And Adam, have you brought that to a show before, like over at Acme? No. I've seen somebody brought a hoverboard to one of my shows once before, but...
It was Marty. Marty brought one.
That's right!
Gigawatts! And the guy's name is Adam?
Adam, yeah.
Okay, Adam, hoverboard Adam. Oh, good, my vine is in business again, so I can make a vine of this. Hold up your Adam hoverboard, I'll get a shot of you with it. Goes good with your sneakers, dude.
Yeah, I know. These are comfortable as shit. Nike free runs. If a Nike guy's listening.
Oh, so my good. God. Can you imagine wearing your Nikes on the set of Beverly Hills Chihuahua 4?
I'm imagining it right now.
Yeah. Wow, it Chad to be you. That's perfect.
That's right.
How could they have known you were going to be here? It's the guy in the audience. His name is Chad?
Correct.
All right, let me get a...
Guys named Chad have to do that when you say their name.
Is that how it works? And look at DC's. That's a... I've never worn that kind of facial hair, but now...
It says V for Vanessa.
I think I might have to.
And it's Doug's face made into the Guy Fawkes mask, because apparently Vanessa is in Anonymous. But she's not anymore.
I'm just going to take one shot just up into the lights. Like, it's so crazy. All right. Well, that's great that you guys all have nice name tags. And thank you to everybody for bringing so many name tags, because it really is an amazing display out there tonight. And I appreciate it. And we'll do this again soon. Yeah. We'll try to get the whole cast of Beverly Hills Chihuahua to come down and just talk about their experiences.
George Lopez, Mario Lopez.
I don't know if he's in that.
I hope you're in it by then, so you could come back.
Yeah, it'd be great.
It'd be so fun.
It's all like...
When you're watching it, do you know which celebrities are doing the voices, or are you not good at recognizing celebrity voiceovers?
Not in that. You know, it's really just George Lopez, and his wife's probably someone, too. I wasn't really paying attention. It's more about the...
Just I had to guess. I'd say Sofia Vergara.
It's not. She's not that saucy.
It's Mark Hamill.
It's not. Mark Hamill does do a lot of the voices.
He's doing mine right now. People at home can't see, but... Mark
I
Hamill.
Like it when Dennis Haysbert does your voice.
It's a commercial joke
mm-hmm.
that Doug gets paid for because it's technically an Allstate ad.
Yep. Get a little something for that. Let's start with the Bane game, you guys.
Can I quickly need to tell you something? I read Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening in the Bane voice to my daughter and she started crying. That's a fact. So that's what goes on at my place.
What? Why did you think that was a smart choice to read?
I had just gotten done. First of all, earlier that day I was watching Eddie Murphy Delirious. She ran out of her room and goes, "Why is Donkey swearing?" Right?
And being super
so
homophobic.
So I was already pissed.
Yeah, she never heard Donkey call Shrek a faggot.
You're right, Donkey. Faggots was mad. That's a thing he says. It's a quote. People are so mad.
And then, so I watched Batman on the show, on the TV, whatever
the
it's called.
Show?
Whatever it's called.
Like my grandma?
Maybe.
That Batman show was a
Batman
good show.
Turn on Batman's TV show.
And I couldn't stop doing it, so then when I was time
Turn
to read
on
the book,
Bat Show!
Sorry, I was late.
Was that from late. The back of the room? That was amazing.
That's what it would sound like if radio wanted to watch Batman.
Well played, sir.
Laugh all you will. He won an Oscar for that.
You guys have been a great audience so far.
Oh, speaking of which, Brendan, what is your take on the Snow Dogs saga?
I haven't seen it.
You would love it.
Do they talk?
Actually, you know what? I don't think they talk. I think I'm out.
There's a scene. There's a scene where Cuba Gooding does acid and he hallucinates that they talk.
Fear and loathing in Snow Dogs.
Yeah.
And they Throw dirt on me,
that,
Cuba.
They showed a lot of that scene in the ad, so they think that's why it was such a huge success, or as huge as Snow Dogs was.
But you can do the voices yourselves in movies where they don't talk. That can be your practice.
You know what? I'll do it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Is that settled?
Settled.
Let's move on.
Okay. Find a microphone on my way back to the hotel, hooking it up to my computer and dubbing. Okay, let's go.
You've never played this game before, Brendan, so I'm going to explain it to you.
Okay.
I'm going to say a line from a motion picture, sometimes more classic than others, some are more classic than others, and then the first one of you that thinks you know it, you can even yell out while I'm saying the quote before I get to the end of it. This isn't Jeopardy. You don't have to wait till the whole thing has been said. But first person that jumps in, I will call on you. You try to name it. If you fail, you don't lose any points, but someone else can jump in and say their name and try to guess it.
All right.
Does it make sense, Brendan?
Makes sense.
Do you want to practice yelling out your own name?
Brendan!
Now, was that you or from the back? Throws me off every time.
That sounded like somebody trying to stop you at the airport at the end of a romantic comedy.
Brendan, don't go! Radio. My roommate Radio. He's like, who's going to pay the bills and everything? I'm not good at math.
Radio 2. Gadio.
Cool as
Bryce. When's trash day?
All right, here's the first Bane quoting a line from a movie. Oh, and I was saying earlier, you guys are a great audience, but do try to remember the no yelling out of answers. Because some of you might get excited. Fortunately, Sir Boo is not a movie. Because if it was, I would have you thrown out right now.
That was the original title of Ghost.
Why isn't there a movie called Boo?
Because it would make it too easy for critics.
Critics, yeah, they just quote the title. That's their whole review. I say boo to boo.
Or if it's positive, they could say, I want to make this movie my boo.
Here we go.
You have to purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. Oh.
Can you hit me again?
Yeah, I'll do it again.
You have to purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Chad knows it.
Chad?
Purple rain.
That's right.
Purple rain. Hold on, give me a second.
You don't have to sing the answers from now on, but I would like that if you did.
I almost said Schindler's List until you said Lake Minnetonka.
It does because of the word purify?
It takes a turn right there, yeah. For sure. All right, Chad's on the board with one.
Fucking boom.
If he gets another one, he wins, you guys.
I bet the next one is going to be Under the Cherry Moon.
You know what? If there's anyone alive who could quote that movie, that person should probably kill themselves.
So you're saying Prince should kill himself?
I bet
bet you he couldn't quote a line from that movie. He'd be like, I don't know, something about a French girl.
I was working part-time under a cherry moon.
I saw a girl on Twitter today posted, if I was a lesbian, I'd fuck Prince. That's really funny. I should probably have to find out who that is, right?
So you can all follow her.
I'm having trouble following that logic. He's tiny. I walked by him once. And, didn't stop to chat. I'm cool. But he was crazy small.
Like ride a chihuahua small?
Beverly Hills Chihuahua 4.
Because I have a movie idea.
He'd never let you
Lone Ranger combined with Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Does this ice cream have weed in it? All right. Let's see how that tastes. While you guys were getting name tags, a guy ran up to me and goes, here, ice cream.
Semen.
This is exactly what happened to that monkey in fucking Indiana Jones.
That's how AIDS started.
Okay, so quick scene from Silence of the Lambs.
In fairness, we can smell your cunt. It's all quotes.
More drinks, yay! Quotes. That's all you gotta do to get another drink here is just start throwing some semen around. They're like, get that guy a beverage before he throws his semen at everybody. But that is really, it's really good, and it's like mint chocolate chip, and you can barely taste the weed. But I can taste it.
It covers the taste of the poison.
It's definitely in there.
Do you guys remember when DC said he could smell your cunt, but started it with, in all fairness? How great was that?
That's the full quote. Listen. Remember that movie? He's like, excuse me. In all fairness.
I'm going to disarm you.
With all due respect.
I'm going to disarm you and then crush you.
Here we go, guys.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure this is still Doug Loves Movies. We might have moved on to something else. I don't know. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do you feel
Dirty Harry.
Like saying your name first?
DC has it.
What'd you say over there?
I didn't say anything.
He started first.
Okay. DC?
Yes.
What if Bane was the host?
Do you feel in control?
Go ahead and say it again.
Dirty Harry?
Yeah.
Great.
But unless your name is Dirty Harry, or DC stands for Dirty...
Cherry.
Dirty Cunt Harry. Then, say your name first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed
all
that
right.
part.
Yeah, yeah. Do you guys object? Should I go ahead and give him the point?
I'm fine.
That's good.
With it.
He got it first.
You get the point. Congratulations.
It's Minnesota nice right there.
Doesn't really matter anyway.
That made someone sad. Did you hear? One girl goes, oh.
Oh, it matters. Chad has one, DC has one. Brandon, this is your chance to get on the board.
Take your stinking paws off me, you
DC.
Damn dirty.
Damn it.
DC.
And Planet of the Apes.
That is correct.
Nice one.
And DC wins.
Planet of the Banes. You damn dirty Banes. You blew it up. He's looking at the stadium.
Now let's play ABCD's Nuts. Since DC won, he gets to go first. And then we will go to Brandon. Or no. We'll go to Chad. Mm-hmm. And we are going to spell
since we're here in Minneapolis, but we're at the place all of us would prefer not to be here in Minneapolis, we're going to spell out Mall of America. That's right. When the next letter gets to you, just name any movie that begins with that letter. Can't use movies that have the at the beginning because there's no T in Mall of America.
Okay.
And I'm sure that's the mall slogan. We do not have T at the Mall of America. It's milk or whiskey or get out. And like I said, DC gets to go first. And if you match the movie that I thought of and wrote down before we played tonight, without sharing that information with you, if you match it, you win the whole game. And DC gets to start with the letter M.
This one matters, right, Doug?
This also does not matter.
Oh.
Letter M. I know, there's so many
Maverick.
To pick from.
Maverick.
Maverick is correct. But I went with Mallrats. Because while it is set in New Jersey, it was filmed mostly at a mall here in Minnesota. Okay, next we go to Chad and the letter A.
A League of Their Own.
Some people are upset because they hate the idea of women playing baseball. There's a lot of 1920s fat cats out there. Never!
There's no crying in ABCD's nuts.
Except when you see these nuts.
Yeah, then there's a lot of crying. That's kind of cool, though, that you could, like, comb your hair over your nuts. That's a thing. Most guys can't do that. You don't really have that option.
It just depends on the hair that you choose to comb over your nuts.
Mm-hmm. What? I went with the movie Angus, which, of course, was filmed in Minneapolis. L to you, Brendan.
Little Women?
Oh, so close.
Oh, I was going to say another little one, too, is between that and Little Lord Fauntleroy.
That's a movie, right?
Still really close.
What is it?
But both wrong. I went with Little Big League, in which a youngster takes over the Twins.
We hate that, too. Children shouldn't play baseball. That fogs up my monocle.
No, he was, like, managing the team. He wasn't playing.
Oh, yeah, huh. What's the one where he breaks his arm and then he can throw really fast? Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year.
Said all the guys that want to fuck
guys,
robots.
These guys know...
Rookie of the Year!
These are a lot of guys that know their children's baseball films.
In the 90s... I submit to you, in the 90s, there were a rash of baseball films because all the people writing them were 50-year-old guys, and they were like, kids love baseball, right? And blues music?
And then Angels in the Outfield was born. All right, so we're back to you with another L.
Little Man Tate.
Oh, that's a good one.
Porno version, Little Man Taint.
One guy clapped for you. I went with Land of the Dead. Because it takes place in Pittsburgh, where I will be August 3rd and 4th. The letter O to Chad.
O, Brother, Where Art Thou?
It's good.
If I ever get a letter that I can't start a sentence with, I'm fucked.
You could have also just went, O.
True.
That was a movie, too. But I went with Outbreak. Because it was filmed partially in Atlanta, where I'll be doing a Douglas Movies on July 21st.
Do your shows start like weird pandemics? Land of the Dead is zombies. Outbreak is, I don't know, monkey AIDS.
No, it's Dustin Hoffman.
AIDS.
F to my friend Brendan.
Flatliners?
But if you really had to think about it... hold up your poster, Bryce.
Fargo. Oh, fuck, yeah.
You guys, he's got chihuahuas on the brain. Cut him some slack.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
Should have looked at that guy's fucking poster.
What percentage of Fargo takes place in Minneapolis? Just a little bit when they're at the car dealership, right?
And that, yeah.
You betcha.
Just kind of funny looking.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. For those of you at home that can't hear, the audience rose up in a chorus of, yeah.
Fergus Falls is just an hour from Fargo. And there's a lady that works at Taco John's in the drive-thru. And every time you pull up, she goes, would you like potato olays with that or no? It's great. And she's wonderful, but that's how she sounds. I have it on my phone. I taped it one time.
Is it your ringtone?
No, but I don't know how to figure that shit out.
I mean, it should at least play when she calls you.
Come over.
Can I bring some sour cream?
Hey, Chad.
Oh, shit. What? It's you.
Wait, what happened?
Scared.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. It's on DC. Don't panic.
I'm going to go with A Prophet.
Oh, okay.
A French Oscar nominee from a couple years ago. Prison sure. Epic that they're remaking, and it's definitely going to have Ryan Reynolds in it. But what are you going to do? I like Ryan Reynolds. That's not a bad thing.
I like him too, but why? Like, what do we have to do to get a good Ryan Reynolds movie? Can you think of one?
Blade 3?
I like Blade 2 so much. But
Brendan hasn't seen Blade 1.
Can't get it on
he's
Netflix.
He's watched the second one twice, so it makes up for it.
Can't get
two
any.
Was in the background. Three, he watched twice.
They make Wesley Snipes talk. It's crazy.
They dress him in a mariachi outfit to throw dirt at him.
Have you seen his new action movie, Audit 57? It's about a guy. Yeah, so A is your letter. DC.
I said A Prophet.
Oh, that's right. I went with Airport because it was mostly filmed at the Minneapolis Airport. Yeah. M to Chad.
Well, I have two ideas here.
Okay.
Part of me wants to go with Made in Manhattan because Manhattan's the big apple, Minneapolis is the little apple. Part of me wants to go with Mississippi Burning because you fucking know it. So I'm going to go with Mississippi Burning. Did I win the whole thing?
Damn. I would have gone Mighty Ducks, but it's the Mighty Ducks. Yeah.
There's no T in Mall of America.
Oh my God, they're beating that woman to death. This is for the Ducks. They all have skates on. It's brutal.
Little known fact about Mighty Ducks. When the girl does the twirl in the middle of the ice and then does the powerful
Chad got
slap
turned
shot.
On.
I didn't hear what you say.
I said you got turned on by it.
Oh, I did get turned on by it. But girl from Fergus Falls that did the spin, not the shot, but the spin. Thank you, you guys.
Now she works at Taco John's.
Are you and her like rivals, like the two most famous people that live in Fergus Falls?
Oh, hi, Chad. Didn't know you were going to be here.
Is your potato lady friend with you?
Why don't you spin the fuck out of here, bitch? Since that's your only talent.
Nope, not Mississippi Burning. I went with Miracle.
Ah.
Starring Kurt Russell as a hockey coach at the University of Minnesota. E, Brendan.
I don't know if it has anything to do with this area, but it might. Erin Brockovich? Did she sue a bunch of people here? Did something happen with a factory or something here? It seems like a kind of place where something might go wrong with a factory and you get Erin Brockovich on your side.
PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. And Minneapolis is on the Pacific Ocean.
You guys
wasn't
have,
it like kind of like Bakersfield or something?
I don't even know.
Somewhere in California?
Yeah. Never seen it.
All right.
Great movie if you love talk of hysterectomies. That's most of what
I
remember
from
that
movie.
That's
what it's about? That's one of those hysterectomy movies?
That's a hysterectomy joint.
See, they're doing a marathon. No, I'm not going to say it.
I went with Even Cowgirls Get the Blues because it was filmed in Oregon. I'll be in Salem, Oregon on August 8th.
So come out if you have giant thumbs.
I get it. Who's next?
I believe
DC.
I am.
What do you got?
It's R, right?
R.
I'm going to say Righteous Kill because it sucks and Minneapolis does not suck.
That's fun logic.
Or Al Pacino is like St. Paul and Robert De Niro is like Minneapolis.
Ask him to explain what that means.
I haven't spent much time in St. Paul, but it's never gone hoo-ah.
Not once. It used to be great.
But Minneapolis does say, "Are you talking to me?" quite a bit. For R, I went with Raising Arizona, because I'm going to be at the Tempe Improv August 13th and 14th.
Quibble with that movie. They all have Texas accents, and I'm from Arizona, and we don't have accents. So,
right,
fuck
but
you,
I think,
fuck you, movie I love.
But I think, yeah, I think that the point of that was that the characters were particularly stupid.
Oh, the and, way the people who have Texas accents are?
So they, like, moved from somewhere to Arizona.
Oh,
probably.
I see.
I don't know. Yeah, that is weird.
I just assume everyone just in a with, movie is born where they are in the movie.
They went real Southern flavor with it.
Yeah.
That's true. But you're right that they don't
talk that
way
in Arizona. I don't know why I'm choosing to quibble with that movie. It's literally one of my favorite movies.
No,
we're over here, guys.
You've ruined...
You guys have any takes on Raising Arizona?
I'm just kidding.
Any John Goodman insights?
I kind of zoned out fucking to whatever was going on over there. I was trying to think of a C movie, because that's my next letter.
Imagining inanimate objects talking in the voice of celebrities.
You guys were just doing your thing, you know? Trying to think, what's a C movie?
I'm sorry.
What if my shoes were voiced by Gabriel Iglesias?
No, I'm thinking about
I'm
the
Fluffy!
Now, if Chad misses on letter I, you'll have to do letter I, so don't get too ahead of yourself there, Brendan.
If what?
If he misses. If he can't think of a letter I movie.
Oh, okay.
It happens sometimes.
Well,
you guys are good.
I have an I one locked and loaded as a backup.
Okay.
Now.
All right.
It's the first one that popped
Chad,
in my head.
I'm going to go with I Know What You Did Last Summer, because in Minnesota you only have to remember 1.5 months to do that.
We're like right in the middle of it right now, right? This is summer.
Mm-hmm, this is it.
When does it end?
Tomorrow.
What time is it?
When is the snow supposed to move in? My flight is at 8 a.m.
It doesn't get here till noon. Congratulations.
Okay, I'll be good.
Well, I don't, you know, I'm sure you guys haven't heard my new album, but under the circumstances, I had to go with Ice Castles. Because not only was it, you know, filmed in Minnesota, but I also dedicate a big chunk of the album to discussing that movie and what it means to me. This is my way of saying maybe skip this album, get the next one.
I heard that you and D.B. Sweeney used to be friends until that Ice Castles chunk, and he was like, "What the fuck about Cutting Edge, motherfucker?
What happened to us?" Because I do. I love Cutting Edge. I love any movie with skating in it for some reason. I don't know why.
Just ice skating or any kind of skating? Are you
ice
gleaming
skating.
The cube?
Well,
kind?
Roller skating's too. I like roll bounce. C, Brendan.
Is Vanilla Ice from here?
No, but he is cool as ice.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Cool as ice.
I thought you were going to say Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze.
My letter was C.
There's no T in Mall of America.
Oh, I'll go fuck myself.
May as well. You go buy your book all the time.
Yeah.
That's the only reason
Chad
he goes on the road.
Chad was so nice backstage.
It was like a personality rope-a-dope.
Ah, got some whiskey in me.
Book sales are through the roof in Minneapolis this week. Your agent calls you, "Hey, good news, we sold another one."
Turns out somebody had a gift card for $10,000.
You never know.
It was still warm from a comic's butt.
Fucking yes. So great.
Yeah, it's could be $100. Who knows? Or it could be expired. Someone will find out. They can't make them expire.
Where did Cool as Ice take place? Like Pacific Northwest or New Jersey or anybody know? Where? Florida? Tampa?
That was okay. The most Minnesota I've ever heard someone say Florida.
Mr. Van Winkle's from is Florida. I refuse to call him Vanilla Ice.
Rob Van Winkle.
Yeah, if he's from Florida, that's probably where it took place.
Sure. Maybe.
Because it was his story and about how cool he is. About how ice he is. I went with filmed partially in Minnesota, a motion picture called Contagion. Yeah. Which is it's another C word.
Because Doug has a show
nobody likes.
Inside Gwyneth Paltrow's dead corpse. Coming up.
And finally.
Spoiler alert, she dies. It's early. That's a good movie.
You like that, Contagion?
I did like Contagion. I'm a big Soderbergh head. Say it, Chad.
Just say you like Soderbergh. I don't know what this Soderbergh head has to do with anything.
I give Steven Soderbergh every time he makes a movie, and he makes them a lot. My jaw hurts.
But now, so that's why he makes so many.
Are you sad or elated? Like, is your jaw happy that you're not going to have to
Because he's, like,
do it
retiring?
Anymore? He's quitting.
I think it's going to be like a Jay-Z retirement. I think he'll make movies again someday. But I also, he's going to continue to make stuff. Like, he's going to make, like, a TV show, it sounds like. He'll continue to do stuff. I'm not worried about old
He'll continue
Steve.
To get blown by me. Don't worry about it.
Don't you worry. I'll find a reason. Oh, happy birthday. You know, whatever. It doesn't matter.
If he was as small as Prince, we could call him a mini Soderbergh.
And the pandering has gone too far.
Nope. Fucking love it. You guys love it. Decide to love it. I'm not above that.
Is it an A this time, Doug?
Yes, sir.
I think movie
Bring
takes place in Minnesota. Is it A Serious Man? Loosely based on the Coen brothers' childhood growing up in Minnesota.
Is that really set here?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I guess that's not it.
I did not notice that one. Mm.
So that should be your answer.
Yes, let's say that.
Okay, great.
And also, since nobody really won this game just now, and you won the last game, you're still in the lead. You're still our winner. And
nobody wins like a winner.
And just to mention one more time that I'm in Atlanta on July 21st, I went with ATL. ATL.
Well, with what?
Hmm?
What was it?
ATL.
That's a movie?
There's a movie. There's a thing going on now where they're going to make a movie of every airport code. Yeah, and I'm really down with MSP. Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, yeah.
How are we doing on time, you guys? Does anybody have anywhere they got to be? All right.
It's still light outside.
Yeah, it is. Let's play one more quick game to give Chad and Brandon an opportunity to seize control from DC, who's just been running the board today.
He's been running away
with this thing. We're going to play a quick round of How Much Did This Shit Make?
Okay.
And that's where you have to guess in millions without going over. Or you could do less than millions if you're into the whole brevity thing. You're going to each guess, starting with DC, then we'll go to Brendan and then to Chad. You get to guess how much was made by, I don't know if it was an official sequel or unofficial sequel to Purple Rain, called Graffiti Bridge.
The second one in the trilogy.
Yeah, the unfinished trilogy.
Brendan had it on in the background last night.
He has 12 TVs like a supervillain. And he faces away from them, unlike a supervillain.
A lot of stuff going on in the
background. Do I get to go first, Doug?
Yeah, how much did you think
I'm
going to
guess $5 million.
Okay. Brendan, what do you think?
I'm going to say that came out a while ago, right? Like, what, 98? No? Later? Oh, earlier. Shit.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, 7 million. That would have been like a successful movie back then, wouldn't it? 7
Maybe
million?
85?
85? Really?
86 we have in the audience.
Oh, geez.
That was Prince that said that.
86.
86. What did you say, 5 million?
He said five, yeah.
I'll say 4.8.
Brendan, right. Don't box yourself in Walsh, everybody.
4.8 mil.
All right. So there's got a very tiny window of possibility there, yeah. Brendan.
I feel good about it.
Okay. And Chad, what do you think?
I mean no disrespect. $1.
Smart play. Smart gameplay. I guess I just believe in Prince or something.
Well, I was going to go with 4.8, but he took it.
Yeah. Well, no disrespect taken, Chad. That was a brilliant play because I love that Brendan bid 4.8 and that DC bid 5 million because Graffiti Bridge made 4.5 million.
Oh! Close.
Should have said 4.5.
It feels weird that I was closer than you, but I won.
Well, you just didn't go over, you know. I was still the closest.
That means Chad is in the catbird seat. He gets to pick the first category in the Leonard Maltin game.
All right.
I don't know.
All right. I'm going to stand up. Move around a little bit. Be a more active host. Like yogurt. Does that make any sense at all?
Active host?
Yeah.
Like yogurt?
Yeah.
I thought I misheard it.
Oh, like the...
Like active cultures?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like the one in downtown Minneapolis. It's an active culture down there. I'm not as good as pandering it as Chad is.
Oh, I'm very good. Also, wouldn't mind another drink.
Oh, what are you drinking, Chad?
Jack Diane.
What?
Jack and Diane Coca-Cola.
Did you say Jack and Diane?
Listen, here's what it is.
About getting fucked up.
Chad. Chad just wants to suck on a chili dog, so if somebody could grab a chili dog from behind the Tasty Freeze. Bring it over here for Chad.
If you're going to be a smartass, rhyme it with fucked up.
That's hard to do. Chad, you get to pick a category.
Okay.
You get three options.
Great.
Would you like feminist movement? And that's films where a woman is seen on a toilet.
Everyone knows that's a myth.
Or what you talking about, Willis? And that's movies where you hear Bruce Willis but you do not see him. Or Rufy No. Which is just a great message for a category title. Rufy, no! But these are movies with cast members from the film Hook who are not Rufio. Not that you needed to worry about that guy anyway. I hear he's a voiceover artist these days. Which one of those would you like to play, Chad?
I think I'll go with that last one. Rufy, no.
Rufy, no. All right. Somebody from the movie Hook is in this movie from 2009 that Leonard Maltin gives 3 stars. He calls this movie sharply etched. And he also says it's bold, but never gratuitously outrageous.
God, critics use the dumbest words.
And he lists 8 names. How many names do you think you need?
Probably all of them.
To figure out.
I'll go 7.
Okay, you could have said 8, but 7's cool.
Oh, all right.
That works. And then we go to Brendan.
Can I just say name that movie?
You can, wanna... but he'll get 7 out of 8 names.
Oh, I'll say 6 then, I guess.
Oh, thank
Keep
God.
It going.
Seriously, thank God.
Brendan Walsh, that, I almost name that movie.
You see, now I'm fucked.
Yes.
Well, there's one kind. I don't know. This sucks.
All right. Well, you might figure this out.
We'll see. 2009, right?
Uh-huh. Do you know how many people are in Hook?
Yeah, I know. Like what?
Like
Julia
every,
Roberts.
Only so many of them are
Dustin
in the Beverly
Hoffman?
Hills Chihuahua films.
Yeah. People just
Robin
went on
Williams
podcasts and was like,
that,
"I want
right?
to be in the movie," and they let them.
Well, okay. Let's see. I don't know.
Who do you think was in Hook?
Wasn't Dustin Hoffman in that?
Maybe.
And Robin Williams?
Possibly.
Is he in that? Julia Roberts?
Yeah, it could be.
That's, I don't know anyone
That's all
else.
You got.
Is there kids?
Yeah, there is.
Is there
are the kids famous?
Kids are they in Never Never Land?
No, are the kids still doing
it's not
stuff?
The lost
well, I
men.
Meant like a famous kid, like, you know, I don't know, Justin Bieber
or some shit.
A embryonic Justin Bieber.
But like one from that era.
The sperm that created Justin Bieber.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas or something. Could this be one of Jonathan Taylor Thomas's 2009 movies? Because he did a bunch that year.
Doug doesn't include pornography.
This, the main little boy in the movies is the great Charlie Korsmo. And, but you don't need to worry about him.
Okay.
I was just fucking around. I just wanted to see if you knew anything about this movie before
those three people
before proceeding.
It. Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow appears in it. It's not. I hear it's not her absolute first movie, but she shows up in it. But anyway, this movie is bold but never gratuitously outrageous and is sharply etched, 3 stars, 2009, and your 6 out of 8 names are Toby Huss, Tom Kenny, Mitzi McCall, Henry Simmons, I think it's pronounced Simmons, it's 2 M's, Jeff Pearson, Jeff spelled G-E-O-F-F.
I don't even like
this. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. It's
actually,
my dad.
It's actually a pretty good clue. And Alexi Gilmore is your 6th name out of 8 names. Chad's laughing maniacally.
Like, do you guys all know who those people are? I don't know.
They're huge Gilmore heads.
Well, I just thought... Oh.
There's a few people in there that are pretty well known. One of them's the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants.
No, I know, yeah, Tom Kenny, but so should I assume this is a cartoon then? I don't know.
Well, this
it could
is not
be anything.
A thing where you ask us questions.
Yeah, I know,
as
I know.
Much as it's just a game where
two
you
two of those
to...
people live in Fergus Falls, and me and the Spinny Girl are still more famous than them.
All right, 2009... Cartoon? Fuck. Could be a cartoon. Is it,
Hey, let me help you out. It's not, there's no chihuahuas in it, to the best of my knowledge.
The only movie
I think about it, there might be.
The only movie I can think of with any of those three people in it that might be in that time era is that Dustin Hoffman movie. It's like Mr. Gregorium's Crazy Emporium or something. Mr. Magorium's...
Mr. Majorium's wonderful... What is it? Wondrous?
Wonder Emporium.
Wonder Emporium.
Emporium.
Well, I guess it's not that.
So. Yeah.
I have to think it isn't, or he would just read it off his phone.
Yeah. Mr. Magorium's wonderful...
He would have had a totally different life if his last name were... Mostitution.
Grublick Breastroom.
Mr. Blandjob.
So that's your guess, Mr. Majorium?
Yeah, man, that's all I got.
All right, well, the remaining names are Daryl Sabara and Robin Williams was the star of this movie that Tom Kenny, of course, is good friends with Bobcat Goldthwait, who directed this film.
That's a good movie.
And it's called World's Greatest Dad.
Oh, World's Greatest Dad.
Oh,
that's a really
good
movie.
You know, I even fucking saw that movie. That was totally not on my radar, though. Like, I was thinking big, you know, you think Robin Williams and Dustin Hoffman and Julia Roberts. I was thinking
just
probably
so you know how
cartoon.
Bad I'm going to be at this, once all that was explained, I go, yeah, no shit, Father of the Year. So, just know that I'm not going to get any
well,
of these.
Well, DC won.
But that also had, that was another Robin Williams movie, right? Father of the Year?
No
Man
idea.
Of the Year. Oh, Man yeah. of the Year. There you go.
And Millennium Man, isn't he in that too?
Mm-hmm.
Bicentennial Man.
Strange fun fact, 20% of Robin Williams' titles have the word man in them. Mrs. Doubt Man.
1 hour man.
In Mrs. Doubt Man, there's a girl from Fergus that...
Fergus Falls is a fucking hotbed of talent.
Telling you, man. It's unreal.
All right, DC's on the board, you guys. He's playing for Vanessa. He's giving it his all. Just trying to make Vanessa happy.
Oh, I thought that was it. I thought he won.
Nope.
Wow.
I think you've been on shows before where we like wildly ran out of time, so we only like played one round. But we usually played at 2 points, so you're still in it.
All right.
You don't get to go first this time, though.
That's all right.
We're going to start. You get to go third. We're going to start with Chad and go to DC.
Okay.
And Chad gets to pick between Dis Dystofferson, and that's a Kris Kristofferson movie that Leonard gives 2 stars or less. North Dallas 40, that's movies that have malt liquor in them. Or This Isn't the End, and that's movies with a scene after all of the credits have rolled. There's still yet another scene.
Yeah, that one.
I like sitting.
Barnyard animals love that category.
Yeah, that one.
I was actually going to pick that till you E-I-E-I-O'd. Now I can't, because that'll make you a hero among the people. So I'll pick the second one, whatever that was. I can't pick the first one. There's no fucking way.
You want the malt liquor one?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds good. Speaking of malt liquor.
People stay away from that one for some reason. Would you like a movie that has malt liquor in it from 1991, 1993, 1998, or
1993.
Oh, wow. He's excited about his choice.
That's
3 stars from Leonard for this movie from 93. He calls it powerful. He says it's 97 minutes long.
It's an hour.
That's Leonard's opinion. He is a critic. It's not fact.
And he says it's well acted in a naturalistic fashion. And he lists 11 names. How many names will it take you to get it, Chad?
I'm still going to need 10.
Okay.
I thought I had it.
I like the way you play.
Doug, just
start
for
with 11.
Funsies.
I know I can start with 11.
Oh, this is going to be fun? See?
I think it's going to be funsy. I'm going to say 0 names.
Nice.
I didn't enjoy that at all. I didn't think that was fun at all.
So, yeah, I don't know. 93. Well, I have a movie in mind, but, you know.
But can, now the trick is...
I could name the top 2 guys in it, I
or
think.
Or there was just one. You could go -1.
Yeah.
Go
nah,
negative.
I don't feel that confident in it.
It's not.
Well,
not.
Let me just...
Malt liquor.
Do you know how many movies have malt liquor in them?
Let me just give you a quick lesson in how this game works.
Yeah.
DC has a point. So if you
I should just do it anyway. Just take a stab at it. You're right. Okay. All right. I'm going to be wildly off.
This is a big relief because if I had guessed it and I was wrong and it was actually Remains of the Day or something, I was going to look racist.
Yeah, the malt liquor category is just one big bear trap for white guys.
You mean that gay bar downtown?
Okay, it's a wolf trap. So you could go -1, and then chances are good Chad's not going to say -2.
Might.
That's what I'm guessing.
That'd be great.
But if Chad says name it and you fail, then Chad gets the point.
So oh, right.
Both
okay.
These guys will have a point, and you'll have no points, so you'll have a lot of work to do. But you'll still be alive.
How long does this go on for? Every time. I haven't been on in a while.
As long as it takes.
Okay.
No, we're almost done. We got like.
Fine.
We got like 8 minutes left.
Yeah, I always felt like every other time we do it, we're rushing. By the end, by like, this point in the podcast,
like, hold
we've
on,
gotta get
I need
out
to
here.
Find what movie this is. Like that, rushing?
No. We're rushing. Now you see, I feel really insecure about what I'm about to do, just so everybody knows. So, yeah, -1. I'll say -1. I can do it in -1. But this could be, I mean, I could, you know, I could be really humiliated because I could be wildly off base with what I'm thinking.
I want you to know I'm such an applause bitch, I'm thinking going negative two just to fucking hear him clap. I'm just kidding. Name it. Go ahead.
And the movie is, oh my God, applause bitch.
All right, so Brandon Walsh, tell us what you think the movie's called and who you think would be the lead performer in the movie.
Is it New Jack City? No, right? I told you!
And who's the lead in that?
I don't know, Wesley Snipes, right? Isn't he? Isn't he?
I kind of feel like Pookie was more the lead, but whatever.
Isn't he the main guy? And didn't it come out around that time?
A few years earlier, I think.
See,
I think so, yeah. You know, this movie probably exists because of that one. That one probably helped get it going. But the movie's called Menace to Society. Yeah, it's really good. First movie directed by the Hughes brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tyrone Turner is the lead actor, so that's
why. I wouldn't have known
that. That's why you were when you were in negative one territory, I was like, okay. This point's going to Chad. Congratulations, Chad, you're on the board.
It's only because of you, my friend.
No, yeah, that's all right.
I hope you get that Chihuahua movie.
If there's a guy that's beating us, you know, got to try and even things up anyway.
Sure, I'll take one for you if I need to.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
It's just gang up on DC.
Yep.
So I wasn't that crazy with that guess. Little
you
bit.
Did pick a movie that probably has malt liquor
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's in that time frame, right? 92, 93? All right. Let's not dwell on my mistakes.
No, as your mistakes go, that was one of the better ones.
Yeah.
I mean, you were closer this time.
Yeah.
I was going to go with Gandhi.
Did you know it?
Because he was on a hunger strike, but he was still drinking.
Yeah, you can still drink Colt 45 when you're on a hunger strike.
Him and Billy
Williams. You don't got to chew it, bitch!
It's the best beer to drink when you're on the loom.
I remember when Gandhi said, I love Jesus Christ, just not his Christians. Now pass it over.
It ain't no fun if the people can't have none.
Here's the church, here's the steeple, open it up, where are the people? Go across the street into the bar, open it up, there they are.
Wow, you are a dad.
Wow. You should tell that one to your daughter as Bane.
I will blow up this church in 3 seconds.
Tear open the church and kill everyone. Good night, little lady.
You all right, adopted so the dark.
We gotta keep going. We might be here all night. We're gonna start with you again, DC, and this
cool.
time we will go to Chad will be next. So Brendan, start thinking over there.
Just think about random movies.
Oh, what?
Just start trying to remember some movies. Just if you know any movies, it might help you.
Yeah.
Angus.
I'm a little off tonight.
DC, would you like Four Weddings and a Funeral, the very popular Frank Sinatra category? Because he had four wives and now he's dead. Or Two Thumbs Down, and that's movies that Roger Ebert, the great Roger Ebert, gave less than 2 stars to. Or your third option, Golden Showers Playbook, which is movies that start with P. The letter P.
I think the people's champion is Golden Showers Playbook. I gotta do it.
I think so, yeah. They seem to enjoy it. This movie that begins with P is from 1998. Leonard gives it 2.5 stars. I was never a fan of this movie, so I think I'd call that generous. He says it has excellent performances and a striking visual design. And then he also says that it's the directing debut of a screenwriter. And he lists
8 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? DCP.
I'm going to go with... I got to go with 8, Doug. I got to play it safe.
Good, good strategy. Chad? Daniels?
7.
7?
7 names.
He guessed 7, Doug. He loses. I win.
Why?
Because he guessed... It's a fucking terrible joke. Never mind. Let's move on.
7, 8, 9? Is that the joke?
No.
You want to even
No, that's
up,
a good
just
joke,
make
though.
Me, I can't do it.
Why is 6 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9. Let's all laugh at that.
So first time directing as a writer. You're going to make fun of me. No,
dude,
I don't
why
hear
don't
it.
You... It's coming out in a few weeks. You could totally shave your beard. You could be, like, just go around trying to look like Wolverine.
All right.
Doesn't he look like Wolverine right now, except for the beard finishes everywhere?
So
like,
he's big Wolverine.
You got to turn it into fatter. Just mutton chops.
All right, I'll
That'd
do
be
it.
A good
I'll
look
start
for
a
you.
Kickstarter. If I raise $5,000 by Tuesday, I'll be Wolverine for
he
the
could be like
month
Port,
of
he could
July.
Be like Portland Wolverine.
Portland Wolverine.
Like Wolverine the barista.
But don't walk around with like a bunch of knives in between your fingers because the police will pick you up. And
yeah, yeah.
It's a dangerous costume. The Freddy Kruegers and the Wolverines don't get a lot of love out in front of the Chinese theater in Hollywood.
The Freddy Kruegers and Wolverines.
Got long knives in their hands. 7 to you out of 8.
I'm going to Chad name it. Name that movie.
For real?
Name that film. You know, I just
can't.
Don't want to be...
You just can't pretend anymore. Because you know DC's going to know that you can't get it at
yeah,
6 or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I just...
So you're just...
What's the category?
The category...
Letters and movies that start with P.
Starts with the letter P.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Made in 98. You see, these years are so... They're all blended together.
They're so linear.
Well, it's just like... It's letter Mole's description. Like, what's the difference between 98 and 93? Who knows, right? What the fuck was going on? It was...
Wow, tell that
say,
to Bill Clinton.
He's doing a
I'd
lot
say
of shit.
Like, in your case, I'd say the difference is probably about 1,000 gallons of whiskey.
I'd also say 93, I graduated. Sky was the limit. 98, I had a girl pregnant. It's a good one. I guess that's a difference.
Yeah, I didn't do any of that. It's just been one big party.
So Chad's going to get 7 out of 8 names.
Okay.
And movie begins with the letter P. Let's see if you can do it. If you can't, then Brendan will be on the board. We'll have a very exciting conclusion. Your names are Jane Kaczmarek, Don Knotts, Renee Witherspoon. I mean, Reese Witherspoon. Her sister Renee is not in this.
They never let her out of the attic.
I hate that people already know it.
Yeah, they do.
They're fucking not going to get it.
J.T. Walsh, William H. Macy, Joan Allen. And your 7 out of the 8 names, so you're only missing out on one name. Your 7th name is Jeff Daniels.
It's my
and
uncle.
And it begins with the letter P, Chad Daniels.
What the fuck?
What have you got?
I know all those people and have no idea
right?
what movie
Isn't
they
Isn't it weird that they were all in a movie together?
98.
Begins with P.
Don't judge me. Fuck you guys.
Guys, well, this is exciting.
Use your Minnesota telepathy to
You think
send
I was watching
answer.
Movies? I was working, saving money for a baby.
And that baby is still alive to this day.
Allegedly.
Yeah, he doesn't get enough credit for that. Keeping that thing alive all this time. I had an egg in school they wanted me to carry around for a week. I stomped on it the second day.
Wasn't even making noise. That's great.
It was on a curb. I was showing people a scene from American History X.
I love that you're pretending you were in high school when American History X was out.
All of that was... I was making up all of that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't... That's my fault.
I mean, you
I
can
never
tell,
had to
man.
Do the egg thing. I was past that. What are you saying, Brendan?
I was just saying, all the years are blended together. Who knows when we were in high school, you know? Could have been when American History X was out. Could have been after that.
Time is a construct, man.
Never know,
that
man.
Movie was way after when I was in high school.
It's just
for
been
sure.
one big party, man.
Any idea, Chad?
My guess is we are tied and moving to the next round.
But just say a movie that begins with P. That'll be fun. There was a movie called P-F-F-F-T-T-T.
It's the worst Michael Cera movie. He's just so aloof.
Oh, I see.
What is it, Ed?
What is it?
The remaining name might help you. Tobey Maguire.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Tobey Maguire.
Well, I asked the audience already, so I'm not going
to. What'd they tell you?
Pleasantville.
That's correct.
Yeah,
we have a three-way tie, you guys.
Is that a Superman movie?
Yeah. No, it's when they're in the black and white. I've seen the fucking movie 10 times.
It's black and white, yeah. And then a lady masturbates in the tub, and then it's in color. Which is fucking not how it works.
Jesus.
It was kind of a prequel to Spider-Man.
That lady's hand is down there.
I asked him if it was a Superman. What was the TV show?
Smallville.
Oh, yeah. See, it's an honest mistake.
It was pleasant. Sunville. It was pleasant, but it was small. Pleasantville
that's,
is...
That's what she said.
Unpleasant.
Actually, no, she didn't.
Yeah.
Ever.
It was pleasant, but it was small.
Well, it was well-mannered.
That's the worst, that's
hello,
what she said
hello,
ever.
Madam. No. Fine weather we're having. I am
it
a
was
penis.
Like a pinky, but I came 3 times. Never.
All right, so...
It was like a minion.
Who challenged who on that one?
Wrapping it up.
Minion? Nice. I don't even know him. What?
Very good.
So Chad failed after who challenged him?
Brendan.
Brendan? Okay, so that means we're going to start with you, DC, and then we're going to go to Brendan. This is the tiebreaker. This is the one. This is for...
It's for all the marbles.
Brendan's playing for Adam, and Chad's playing for Chad, and DC's playing for Vanessa, and DC gets to pick between Doug Loves Newbies. No, I can't do that one. Oh, yeah, I can. Doug Loves Newbies, that's movies by first-time director. Or The Past and the Curious, that's movies with sexually ambiguous historical figures. Or, let's stop the fun for a second, Finding Chemo. No, let's not do that one, let's not do that one. Oh, this is one we haven't done in a while, and I would love to do it tonight. The asparagus pea category. And that is where I read everything. I read the entire review. And then the bidding begins. So it just becomes a game about, I mean, unless you're Pete Holmes. It becomes a game about how many actors can you name from the movie rather than guessing the movie.
I got to do it. Asparagus P. Asparagus Pleasantville.
That was just a stretch for real.
Stretch it out. 2010 is the year. 2.5 stars from Leonard. Leonard says about this movie, DiCaprio and his team are masters of a form of corporate spying. Entering a selected target's dream state and extracting information for which competitors pay huge sums. Having underestimated the complexities of the tool, DiCaprio mishandled it to the point of severely rupturing his personal life, forcing him to flee the U.S. I didn't even remember that he had to flee the U.S. Now, at a psychological impasse, he's offered a challenging job he can't refuse by corporate giant Watanabe. But this means facing his demons by virtually retracing the same nightmarish territory that nearly destroyed him. Ambitious, exceedingly well-crafted film written by Nolan works too hard to show off its cleverness and intricacy and even betrays its own ground rules when it suits the filmmaker. Oh, Leonard.
Chad knows it. Chad knows it.
Oscar-winning cinematography, sound editing, sound mixing, and visual effects. Won 4 Oscars. And Leonard lists 12 names.
And we have to name them in order, I assume.
In the order that he lists them, which isn't always necessarily the order that they're listed.
Len.
See, who knew...
What's Eating Gilbert Grape came out in 2010. I would put that a lot earlier, because that's obviously what it is. But that feels more like
Gilbert
a 90s.
Teams up with radio.
Tard Wagon. For
oceans we can't count to 11. It's good. It's good. It's good. Deal with how good it is. It's good. I am going to...
That'd be fun to put all the magically retarded characters from movies into one super story. Like assemble them like the Avengers.
Super story.
You know, you get I Am Sam in there. You get...
Rain Man's like, no way, I'm out. I fix cars now.
What about Sloth from
You get whatever was going on with Adrian Brody in The Village.
Giovanni Ribisi and Juliet Lewis from
the other
fucking,
sister.
The other sister.
There and you go.
It's like Armageddon. It's like Armageddon where it's like, but none of them want to pay taxes again. But it's, instead it's like, none of them want to pay for their psychiatric medication ever again.
Maybe it is just a remake of Armageddon. Maybe they go to blow up the rock.
That is a great idea.
Why send those poor monkeys when we can send... Did you think I was calling Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis monkeys?
We don't need a drill. We're strong.
Who goes next after me, Doug? Is it Chad or is it Brendan?
It's going to be Chad.
Okay, I'm going to...
Wait, because who challenged who that last time?
I just won that last one, right?
Yeah, but who challenged you? You did?
I challenged him to name the movie.
So
Brendan is next.
Brendan is next. I'm going to go negative two.
Negative two?
This is negative two. So that means he thinks he can name the top two people in order of this
While
cast.
He's thinking, can we describe the people?
You know what? No, but if you can draw them, I will accept that.
Will you take just last names?
If you just last names?
Yeah.
I'd settle for that, maybe.
Fucking sweet!
I'm like... So
I'm still
so
in
it's
it.
Like a trailer?
I'm still in it.
I mean, it's the order is the most important thing to me. That's the fun part.
I think... Yeah, I'll do three. Negative three.
I'm going to have him name it, because I'd be up here... Well, I won't say it now, because that would be ridiculous to give him the
name.
But
names. You were so excited that you didn't have to give first and last name.
I know. It's just a thing I do.
Okay. You don't have to give first and last name?
To lure people in.
All right, so you have to name the top three people.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
In order, yes.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Uh-huh. Ellen Page.
What's your third one?
The Gordon Levitt guy.
Rico Gordon Levitt.
Joseph Gordon Levitt was indeed third billing. And of course, Leonardo DiCaprio was top billing. But spoiled in the review is right there for the taking. Second billed is Ken Watanabe.
No shit! Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Ken Watanabe.
Damn, motherfuckers act like they forgot about Mary Ann.
In honor of Ken.
Chad Daniels is our winner.
Who were you going to say?
I was going to say Marianne Cotillard.
Who?
I was going to say Marianne Cotillard.
Where is this prize bag going? Where is Chad at? Where you at, Chad? Come get this thing, dude.
Chad, for Chad.
Do you want that? Do you want your name tag back? He doesn't give a shit about that.
All right, I'm going to float it.
Oh, nice floater.
Yeah.
Have fun in New York and San Francisco, Chad.
This is the best
There's
prize
a cab
ever.
Waiting outside that you have to pay for.
Give that guy
Did,
a
big Does that have a shithead on the back? I'm sure
no,
it does. I'm
he
sure
gave
it does.
Him his shit. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He wrote butthead instead of shithead. Close enough, I guess. And does yours have one on the back, DC? Vanessa?
Does
Vanessa supply a shithead
it
on
does.
The back?
She it certainly did. Does.
You guys are the best. She even wrote, do not read out loud. Which is just a good life rule.
Don't read out loud, butthead.
Don't read out loud. Why are you ever reading out loud?
Do you guys have anything to plug? I've got DougLovesMovies.com, of course, is where you can go for all my dates and deets and links and ads and all that shit. Brendan, what do you got coming up?
I'll be in Austin, Texas, August 1st through the 4th, I think. That first weekend in August. I left my phone downstairs, so I don't know the exact dates. Starts on August 1st, goes through the 4th, I believe, at Cap City Comedy Club. And you can listen to my podcast, too, The Bone Zone.
Yeah. Bone Zone it up.
Award winning.
What award did it win?
A Boney.
Yeah, just start your own awards, and then you can call your thing award winning.
Technically, we won an award.
Yeah, I gave myself 3 Lovey Awards.
Feels good, right?
Yeah.
Feels good to win.
I just love going to the Loveys. it's all people that just love.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Things. Oh, she'd be great to get her to host it.
That would be a coup.
What do you got coming up, Chad? Road dates?
I'll be, I don't remember exactly what's coming up, but I know I'll be in at Acme here in Minneapolis, October. Let me tell you the goddamn date.
Yeah, shut up and let him tell you.
October 22 through 26, 22, 23, 24, I'll be recording my new album, so come on out.
Have you picked out a title for it yet?
I have.
But you're keeping it under the wraps?
It's called Te Amo Rabbit.
DC, what do you got? Te llamo, like Spanish?
Just like Spanish. Except with a homeless guy stealing my shoes when I was passed out in Mexico, whispering that in my ear.
It's the worst Trix commercial ever.
I know. Silly rabbit, shoes are for not tourists.
He called you rabbit.
He whispered rabbit.
Damn. I almost knocked over my ice cream. DC, what do you got coming up?
When does this come out?
Nowish.
Okay, sweet. This Thursday, the first day of Comic-Con, I'm doing a panel. So if you're going to be at San Diego Comic-Con, I'm on a panel with Fight Club author Chuck Palahniuk, Cory Doctorow, and I'm very excited about it, so please come. And my books, The Boy Who Couldn't Sleep and Never Had To and Crap Kingdom, are available wherever fine books are sold. You can also get them on an audiobook on like audible.com or whatever, and that's it.
DC Pearson, Chad Daniels, Brendan Walsh. Thank you, Minneapolis.
Thank you, Minneapolis. Good night.
I love it here. And as always, Lord Voldemort is a shithead. And people who say I'm socially liberal but fiscally conservative are a shithead.
The world is you and Jawas makes it foggy. There's no room in it.